This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we want to welcome in our good friend and neighbor.
Yes.
Christy Koval. Yeah, I know. How's your new... The digs are big.
You got great.
A lot of space.
They're great. We're really happy there.
You going to throw parties there or no?
Not quite yet, but maybe in the new year.
We got to have a party up there. We don't party down here at all. Christy's with the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut, and they just moved into our building here at 10 Executive Drive in Farmington. I know it's the statute of limitations on Happy New Year sort of a pass, but Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
You're doing well?
Doing great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's always good to catch up. And, you know, for me, I mean, again, just to restate things, you know, I'm 54, my parents are in their mid-80s, my dad's 86, my mom's 84, and they're starting to slip, and things are a struggle, and even I wonder what I'm going to be like. And so it's one of those things you always think about. Like, I just think about my brain and certain things, recall certain things or certain words that I always, you know, think I can get that don't come up. And, you know, there's a couple things I want to talk about today, but we've talked about in the past, but I think a lot of it bears repeating, this issue of brain health. Like, we were talking about fitness a few minutes ago. Like, can you actually exercise your brain in a way that will help it hold up better later in life?
You absolutely can. So the Alzheimer's Association, we have information on our website around 10 healthy habits for your brain. And we actually just launched this new program called the Brain Health Habit Builder. It's a web-based tool. You can go on the website. It takes 3 to 5 minutes. I did it because I was curious about brain health. And it asks you a series of questions, and then it prints out things you can do to improve your cognitive functioning. And it's things like exercise, sleep. It asks you a couple questions about...
Don't drink every day, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Sleep, you know, challenging your mind. Because, you know, we do know that 45% of dementia cases can be delayed or reduced by addressing, looking at your brain health.
What's the percentage?
45.
I mean, you can't delay... This stuff is genetic, right? You can't stop it.
You can do things that help, right? You can always do things that help as you age, right? What's good for your heart is good for your brain. And there's more research, right? The U.S. Pointer Study last year, which is the Alzheimer's Association study, it looked at implementing strategies, structured fitness, and supportive lifestyle interventions. And it showed that people who were at greater risk and had these supportive interventions around exercise and around diet modifications, they had improved cognitions.
And so if I go to alz.org/Connecticut, where do I find that test?
So it's alz.org/healthy habits.
Okay, I'm going to try to get that.
You should.
I want to take it. I know it's not good radio, but I'm really interested in it. Okay, 10 healthy habits for your brain. I mean, again, a lot of it's kind of self-evident, right? I mean, you know, and I asked you this before, you know, listen, I'm a time waster too. I'm not above it. You know, I like to play Sudoku and one other game, like a golf game. And all the commercials, the ads you see are about, oh, such and such can help your brain be younger and this and that. Does that stuff actually work?
It all helps.
Really?
It all really does help. It all does help. But it's not just brain games. It's actually staying socially engaged, right? It is the exercise. It is the sleep. It is reduction of alcohol. It's protecting your head. If you smoke, stop, or be just smoke-free. It's eating right. It's all the things that we know. And we just now know that there's a growing body of evidence that lifestyle interventions help with brain health.
Yeah. You know, we're talking with Christy Koval from the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut here on Brian & Company. It is fascinating. I probably should never drink again. I just like to have a drink here. You know, I don't drink it with my schedule. Like, if I drink during the week, I would not do a good job. So I would only do it on the weekends or special events. But
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know it's bad for me. Like, I just, it's the worst thing I could do, but I don't want to stop it completely.
Well, you know, moderation is key. And as we know, as we age, right, our ability to metabolize alcohol goes down. So
that's why we're lightweight.
Exactly. Exactly. Which I guess is cost effective.
Yeah, I guess so. Although your tastes get more expensive. You know, we talked a bit, like last year was a big legislative year for you guys, right? And things went well. Just for people who, you know, haven't heard you on the show before, what happened for you guys in the last legislative session?
So there was a big bill that really, the lead in this particular piece of legislation was insurance coverage for biomarker testing. And we did this in conjunction with the American Cancer Society. And what this is a biomarker test can be a blood test, right? It could be saliva or bodily fluid that can aid in diagnosis or treatment of a disease like Alzheimer's, right? So it can help guide treatment or help with the diagnosis process. And again, because there's been more research around not only just healthy habits, but the FDA last year cleared blood tests for Alzheimer's disease. And we know this is coming, right? To use a blood test as part of a diagnostic tool, this is really important. So Connecticut became the 19th state last year to pass this type of legislation.
So any impact on, I don't know, Medicaid stuff? Like, is there an impact on that, on the ability to get that stuff done?
So Medicaid coverage actually had passed in Connecticut a couple of years ago. This is for insurance coverage for this. And for going back to the FDA blood test, so there were two tests last year that were cleared, right, to look at diagnostic process. And now we're working with members of Congress on the pathway for Medicare coverage for a blood test for Alzheimer's.
We're talking with Christy Koval from Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. She deals with a lot of policy stuff. You know, we have the shortened session. The budget's already in place. Mm-hmm. I wonder, for someone like you, does that mean you sort of, are you an every other year person, or are there things for you to do? I want you to keep your job. So,
of course. No, there's something for us to do every year. And we're looking at some training requirements for Homemaker Companion Agency staff this year. A lot of agencies provide this training already, but we would like to formalize that. But there's always something to do. There's always something to advocate for. And we're really looking forward to a great session. We have a lot of good legislative partners. And even a short session, you can get a lot of good work done.
Okay. I just it seems... To most states, I don't even know. Like, it just seems that the short session, so much is in place. I didn't know about sort of peripheral interests, whether there's any, but it's more just sort of keeping up with the people and making sure that you make those touch points and stuff like
you
that.
You can pass meaningful legislation in a short session, okay, right? A bill comes up in a committee. You just have a very short runway to do it, right? So if there's something you really want to pass, you just have to be.
You better get going.
Exactly.
Yeah. you know, the other thing I want to talk about, you know, in terms of, you know, your year, you're walk heavy, right? I mean, what sort of stuff in the winter and the spring? Is there anything programmatic that people should know about?
Absolutely. So our state advocacy day is March 11th.
Okay. At the state capitol?
Yep, at the state capitol. So our registration link just went live for that. And, you know, our six walks obviously are already scheduled next fall. We have a gala down in Greenwich.
Ooh,
May 1st.
Greenwich. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But there's always a number of programs and services. And again, alz.org/CT if people want to check out our programs that we provide all over the state, or if people have questions about themselves or a loved one, they can call our helpline.
Yeah, I just think that, again, like, out of all organizations that we deal with, there's nobody listening right now who hasn't been touched by Alzheimer's, whether it's a parent, a grandparent, a sibling, what have you. And so I just feel like it's an easy thing to champion because we're all touched by it, you know? So I appreciate the time. Anything else you want to get out there in the 35 seconds we got left?
Yes, people can call our helpline, 800-272-3900. If they have any questions about themselves, a loved one, and ALZ.org, if they want to go on our website and check out all the free resources that we offer to families.
Yeah. And they're a great group of people upstairs at 10 Executive Drive. It's ALZ.org/CT. And again, all the information is there. And if you want to take that that little quiz about your healthy habits, just go to ALZ.org/Healthy Habits. There you go. It's good to see you, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.